Hi Martin, it's Jack Andrews and I'm out here on a photo shoot with...
with Forrest Tanaka.
And we're in lovely San Francisco. It's night time. It's September the 27th and we're thinking about your 300th episode, which is due out this week. So good luck with that one and congratulations.
And we're out here on the north end of the peninsula of San Francisco with a view of the Golden Gate Bridge, and we're thinking about you and wishing you were here.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Welcome to the 300th episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's September 29th, 2011, and we were just played in there by my good friends Jack Andrews and Forrest Tanaka. Thanks so much for that, guys. Very thoughtful of you, and I wish I was there with you photographing the Golden Gate at this... well, it was a couple of nights ago, but I really wish that I was able to be with you then. It's kind of hard to believe that this is our 300th episode. It's been one hell of a journey this last 6 years, though, and I wanted to just thank each and every one of you for listening and contributing and staying engaged with the community. You all helped to make this what it is, and I'm incredibly grateful. This morning I mentioned on Twitter and Google and Facebook that if anyone had a message for the 300th episode, I'd be able to include it, and a little bit late as usual, kind of prompted also by the recording that Jack and Forrest sent, but I did get a few really nice messages, so let's listen to these before we jump into the main topic today.
Hi Martin, Rob Whiteley from Australia. Listen to every podcast you've put out since episode one. Your enthusiasm for photography keeps me coming back every single episode. Thanks for all your effort.
Hi Martin, Daniel from Melbourne, Australia. Love your podcast, it's fantastic. Great work, keep it up.
Hi Martin, this is Tom Northenskold in Plymouth, Minnesota. Just calling to wish you congratulations on episode number 300. Been listening for years and really enjoy what you do, so congratulations and hope you can keep doing what you're doing. And I also hope that you keep getting stronger and feeling better day after day. So again, thank you very much and congratulations. Bye-bye.
Hi there, this is Brian, or better known as Brazil Nuts, on your forums. Wanted to congratulate you on your 300th podcast and also thank you for all the inspiration you've given to me and fellow photographers around the world. You have been an amazing contribution to the world of photography. Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your 300th episode, Martin. I've really enjoyed following your journey and growth as a photographer in the past 5 years and have learned an invaluable amount from them. I'm eager to see where the next 300 podcasts take you, as well as many of your listeners who have photographically grown so much from your podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your gift of photography with us.
Thanks so much for those kind thoughts and messages, everybody. I really do appreciate it. And if, you know, I literally thought about asking for those just a few hours before I started recording. So if you do want to insert a message, I'll do the same thing again next week. I know that I missed out half the world by asking for these at the time I did. So if you want to record a message and send it in, I'd love to hear from you. And I'll insert them into next week's podcast. Just email them to 300@mbp.ac. Now, let's jump into the main topic for today, which is basically we're going to look at the winning images from the August Eyes assignment. As usual, we'll start with fifth place, which was from David Bailey with The Eyes Have It. Unfortunately, David didn't post a backstory, so I can't share anything with you on that, but I personally really like this image. David obviously either already had or took the time to put together an amazing collection of eyes that look like they're from toys or teddy bears. There are many different sizes and colours, and the thing that really makes this image for me is the strategic placement of the four large sets of eyes that are looking straight at the camera. These eyes have no whites, making them even more intriguing, And there are also a few sets of slightly smaller green eyes that also have no whites. And these grab your attention too after you've sort of started to really dig into the image. I can't help thinking that the image is just a tad underexposed, but it really doesn't detract from the image all that much, as your voting showed. The more you look at this, the more it looks back at you, and the better it gets. Great stuff, and congratulations on placing fifth in the assignment, David. In fourth place is my image, Tree Frog Eyes. I didn't post a backstory either, but I did intend to share it with you all here, so here goes. I did a bit of a Dan Newcombe last month and hadn't gotten anything for the assignment by the 30th. But I had a bit of free time on that day, and so I decided to go out and do a bit of macro work in the nearby park. I had the eyes assignment in mind as I shot, and was happy to find this tree frog sitting in the base of a large leaf. Initially, I used my 100mm ISL macro lens with a 25mm extension tube fitted, and I got a number of shots that I liked. I was also using the Canon MT24EX twin light, which is like two flash units that you fit on a bracket on the front of the lens, and you can angle those in any way that you want to light the subject very close to the front element. I walked away from the frog after getting some shots I was happy with, and had a few more hours walking around the park, photographing insects, and I got another shot that I was really happy with of a praying mantis, but yeah, that's another story. Towards the end of the day, though, I'd switched to my MPE 65mm macro lens, which is the one that has no focus mechanism. It's just a zoom from life size to 5x life size. And then you basically move the camera back and forth to focus. I decided to take a look to see if the frog was still there, and he was, so I grabbed a few more shots before I left the park. And as you might have guessed, this frame was from my second short session with the frog, not the first one from the first batch. I did post some from that first batch, but I posted those into my own gallery. But this one was my favourite, and I just really like the really big eyes and the distortion that shooting this little guy at 2x life size really helped to help me to capture. So thanks for your votes, and I don't enter every month, but it's always nice to get some votes when I do, so thanks very much for that. In third place is Mr. Nikon, or Dan Newcombe with Foxy, and here's Dan's backstory. Congratulations to the other members who placed. There were really great photos last month. Thanks for the votes, and sorry for the late backstory. I'm currently on a time-lapse trip with my brother, and the coverage was a little spotty in the desert. Not much to tell about the backstory to my photo Foxy. I was working in Whitehorse in the Yukon Territories and found myself with a day off. It was drizzling out, but I decided to go to a nearby animal preserve. I was excited to learn that they had a few lynx and some Arctic foxes. I photographed both of them in the wild before, but this was a great chance to get up close and personal. When I got to the enclosures, the lynx were doing a good job of hiding, so I went over to the Arctic foxes. These little guys were out and about and ready to be photographed. This time of year, they lose their pure white coat, a sign warned not to get close as they do bite. I placed my camera right up to the chain link fence and started firing away. Luckily, they didn't come close enough to bite me. I spent a number of hours at the preserve walking back and forth between the lynx and the Arctic foxes. Besides the occasional downpour, it was a very pleasant afternoon with some of my favourite animals. Thanks again for the votes. And very well-deserved votes they were too, Dan. I love this shot. The pensive eyes and the slight tilt in to the head are wonderful, and that nose slightly out of the depth of field, making it look even softer, is just so cute. If these guys didn't bite, I'd love to sort of cut my hand around that muzzle and just sort of scrumple it up. I know that scrumple isn't a real word, but I just can't think of a better way to express this. The shape of the fox's face is what every kid in the world would draw if you asked them to draw a fox. And I love the toning that you selected in your black and white conversion. And the tight crop works really, really well too. A total favourite. So congratulations on third place, Dan. Great shot as usual. In second place is Super Digital Girl, or Leslie Grander Hill, with Ostrich Eyes. And here's Leslie's backstory. I enjoyed seeing everyone's interpretation of the theme this month. Congratulations to the winners, especially Cheshire Cat, for her fun and well-executed image. For my image, Ostrich Eyes, I went to a farm that raises ostriches. I read about the farm in the newspaper and decided to contact the owner to see if I could take some photos. He was about to go on vacation, so I had to get there and take my shots right away. The smell of the farm was overwhelming, especially since it was an extremely humid day. The ostrich in the photo was standing in front of a barn with a green roof, which is one of the reasons I converted it to black and white, with the light coming from behind the barn. I had to zoom my 24-70 lens all the way out to get close enough to the ostrich. The owner of the ostriches, of which there were about 400, warned me not to get too close. While I was shooting this ostrich, another one was pecking at my camera. Apparently they must like shiny black DSLRs. Thanks to everyone for their votes, and congratulations to Martin on the upcoming 300th episode of the podcast. I think that it's probably a record for photography podcasts. I'm looking forward to another 300. Well, thanks for the congrats there, Leslie. Great timing here that I'm actually recording this on the 300th episode. I absolutely adore this shot, Leslie. You could not have gotten straighter on to this guy, but the slight angle of the neck adds a twist, in my opinion. The detail in the eyes and the sides of the beak are incredible, and almost make me want to scrumple my hand around this guy's beak too, though I'd probably get a good pecking from him as well. You did a great black and white conversion too. I love the tones and the even grey background. Very nice indeed. Congratulations on second place with this wonderful shot, Leslie. And the winner of the eyes assignment is Cheshire Cat, or Elise Angie, with Customized. And here's Elise's backstory. Wow, I couldn't believe that my entry came in first among some really great photos. Congratulations to all who placed, and thanks to all who voted for it. Martin, it's good to hear that your recovery is going well. When I first saw the theme, I knew that I did not have a chance against the wonderful portraits I've seen posted on this site. I have always been interested in cars and have spent many hours at antique and classic car shows in the past years. But not so much recently, as Martin's themes always give me such great new subject matter to pursue and learn from. Since there are a couple of great shows in August, which I enjoy, I decided that headlights might be a good substitute. I won't tell you how many shots I took squatting down in front of cars trying to get something that would represent eyes. One person asked me why I was shooting cars that way. I told him that sometimes it makes for an interesting picture. I think he walked away in disbelief. Many of the cars were parked in the sun with too much harsh light and too many reflections that a circular polarizer cannot overcome. I was lucky that this car was with such interesting headlights was parked in a shady area. It's almost as it came out of the camera, uncropped, with a bit of contrast and sharpening. I have other types of eye photos from the month, but this was the best one, albeit a little bit offbeat. Well, offbeat certainly works here, Elise. This is another favourite. All of that squatting down in front of cars certainly paid off. I love the colours in this, and the way you chose a car that kind of had a nose really helped to make this one, in my opinion. I like the dark line along the bottom of the frame that really helps to anchor the shot, and the subtle reflections add so much to this without being overwhelming. I'd love to see a large gloss print of this. That really would be something else. Congratulations on a very well-earned first place, Elise. So there we have all five winners. Thanks again for all of you that got involved, of course including those that were not in the top five. The images posted for this assignment were excellent as usual. The voting for the September assignment before, after, will start in a couple of days, so do come along and cast your votes from before September the 7th, 2011. Also, the theme for the October assignment is kind of following on from the eyes assignment, and it's going to be hands. They don't have to be human hands, and they don't even have to be real hands, as long as there's, you know, a hand connection. I think after eyes, hands are incredibly telling about a person. I won't talk too much about what I'm thinking here, as I don't want to sway your judgment, but give this some thought, and it's, you know, it should be a relatively easy assignment to enter, as hands are all around us, and you probably have one or two of your own. But I think that the person that wins this will surprise us with something special, as often is the case. Note that your hand shot has to be made during the month of October and not something that you sort out of your archives. You will be able to upload it to the Hands album at www.mbpgalleries.com until the end of October, regardless of your time zone. I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with. And no matter what, I hope that you have fun and learn something by getting involved with the assignment. Before we finish, I wanted to quickly say that I was interviewed by Frederick Van Johnson for the This Week in Photo podcast a few weeks ago, and the episode with that interview embedded is now in the TWIP feed. It was a great interview, so do check that out, and note that I'm going to be co-hosting on TWIP sometimes, not every week, but, you know, occasionally from mid-October onwards, which I'm really looking forward to. I was also interviewed by Stephen Cotterill for the Photography 121, that's numbers 121, podcast last week as well, and that interview is now live as well. I'll put links to both podcasts in the show notes in case you don't already subscribe to these, so do check them out when you have a minute. So thanks again for listening today, and thanks for those kind messages as well as for listening for all of these years. And I hope that you'll stick around for another 300 episodes of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Remember, if you do have a message that you wanted to include in next week's podcast, send that to 300300@mbp.ac. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Flickr and Facebook, as well as my blog and the photography forum. All links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.